Today's New Testament reading is the Epistle to the Ephesians, the second chapter. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Therefore remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision, by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one, and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lutherans like this reading from Ephesians 2. God's law is clear. You were dead in your trespasses. The world walks in those trespasses and sins that are controlled by the passions of the flesh. And you walked in them too. God's gospel is clear too. God in his mercy has made you alive with Christ. It is by grace you have been saved. You are God's workmanship. These familiar words fit well with the emphasis of Christ alone, who saves you through faith alone, by grace alone, revealed in Scripture alone. But as the chapter goes on, there's more that's not quite as familiar. But even before we turn our attention to the second half of the reading, it's important to recognize who St. Paul is talking to. Because this is from the letter to the Ephesians, we know that Paul is talking to the Christians at Ephesus. But he's not singling them out one by one. He uses the plural word for you that we might understand as y'all or yous guys. He's not speaking to a bunch of individuals or even just to the Christians at Ephesus, but to the whole Church of Christ at the same time. On the other side of your radio or computer speakers or earbuds, that doesn't always connect. You are probably listening to these words by yourself, in your car, or at your desk, or while you're exercising or doing work around the house. That's great! But even when you hear these words, even if you hear these words by yourself, St. Paul isn't speaking just to you or just about you, but to all of Jesus' church. And that can make you feel uncomfortable. There are probably people who make you uncomfortable. Some of those people live in your house because they are your family members. Others of those people go to the same congregation you do, and after the church service is finished, you duck out before you have to talk to them. God's grace is for them, but you don't want to deal with them. They've hurt your feelings, and there's something between you that you don't want to deal with. You don't want to be united with them because of your sin and their sin. But Jesus says that by grace you have all been saved. You, your family members, your fellow Christians, and the whole church, even those in the church whom you have never met, even those people that you don't like and that you try to avoid, are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Jesus has saved you together by his grace. These other Christians are those for whom Jesus died, just like he died for you. He put them together with you into one house, with Christ himself as the cornerstone, built on the apostles and prophets, and you are with them. Jesus has forgiven you for your anger and bitterness, your hatred and your aloofness. Jesus calls you into fellowship with the other Christians in the church, not just the ones you like, but all those for whom Jesus was crucified and shed his blood. He has reconciled them to himself, just like he has reconciled you to himself. And in him, you are both one in Christ who has saved you all. You are forgiven. Go in peace. Amen.